Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The Shishvi is special to Rami Razi. So it's Chanagit Obas, as Lisa Naomi, and the Schuss Michal Yudispasia, Yechabit Fegabas Michal Yudispasia. And since we're in the, want to discuss the Yishpizin of Avram, we'll discuss some Yanei Avram Avinu, based in the Torah of Muriv Rabbi, Hagaon Hadir, Rabbi David Yitzchak Manzatzal. פרק י"ב פסוק ו' ויעבור אברהם בארץ עד מקום שכם עד אילון מורה והכנעני עד בארץ. אברהם אבינו פס in ארץ ישראל until שכם until אילון מורה and the Canaanites were then in the land. Rashi explains והכנעני אז בארץ היה הולך וכובש את ארץ ישראל מזרעו של שם. The Canaanites were capturing ארץ ישראל from the seed of שם שבחוקו של שם נפלה כשחלקנו את הארץ לבניו because it fell on the חלק of שם. And the Canaanites who were obviously not from the seed of from Ham, they captured Eretz Yisrael. Shneimar Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem, Malki Tzedek, with Shem, was the king of Yerushalayim, so Noach gave Eretz Yisrael to Shem. And therefore, V'yamar Hashem al Avram, V'zarachal kenet Eretz Hazot, Atin Nilach Zirah Levanech, Hashem Yizarol Shal Shem, I'm going to give it back to your children, they're there from the seed of Shem. So l'chor, we have to understand, why is this said over here, that Hashem promises he's going to give him the land, because it was taken by the Canaanites who captured it. Why doesn't it say earlier in Pasuk Hey, "Vayikach Avram et Sarah Ishto ve'yitzu lechet Eretz Kanan ve'yavor Eretz Kanan"? He took Sarah; they went to Eretz Kanan. Then Rashi should have explained, "Ah, Kanan, because the Canaanites captured the land, and Avram Avinu was promised he's going to get it back." Why does Rashi wait to tell us its worth until Pasuk Vav? Ve'yavor Avram Baratzad Mekom Shechem Ad Eilon Moreh, because you can't say that the Canaanites only started capturing Eretz Israel now, because they already had it earlier. It says already in Pasuk Hey, Ve'yechul Alechaz Eretz Kanan Ve'evo Eretz Kanan. They went to Eretz Kanan. So you see from this that immediately when they got to Eretz Yisrael, it was already called Eretz Kanan. So you see that the Canaanites already captured this. So look at what the Aruch Haim HaKadosh says. So our kasha is, how come it was said only Rashi's vort about Eretz Yisrael being given to the B'nai Shem and Avram Avinu is going to get it back from the Canaanites? Now, how come this is only said on Pasuk Vav when he traveled to Shechem, to Elon Moreh? Why does it not say it already when in Pasuk Hey, where it says he went there, it's Canaan? It should have said there, but he's the Canaanites camp. Should have never been, he's going to get it back because he was Mizar Shel Shem. Gam tzarich leva'er, ma'u ha'kefel shel ad mekom Shechem ve'ad Elon Moreh. V're shnehem medabrim al Shechem. כמבואר במשנה בסוטה בדף ל"ב, ושם דף ל"ד ל"ב. They're both talking about Shechem, like we see in the Mishnah and Sota. Lamed Beis and Beis, and in Sota Lamed Dalet Lamed Beis. So why is it written as if they're two separate places? Ad Shechem and Ad Elon Moreh. And also we have to understand why it says Ad Mekom Shechem. And by Elon Moreh, it doesn't say Makom Elon Moreh. It just says Elon Moreh. Where's the Makom? So it appears that the Ramban writes as follows. Omer lecha klal tavino to b'chol ha'parshiot ha'ba'ot min Avraham Yitzhak v'Yaakov. V'hu inyan gadol izkiru rabotenu b'kcara v'yamru kol ma shira la'avot siman labanim. V'man yarichu, v'chen yarichu rak b'ktuvim b'sipur ha'masa'ot v'chafirat ha'be'erot. V'kulam ba'im l'lamed al ha'atid. Ki kasher yavo ha'mikra l'anavim m'shlosht ha'avot, יתבונן לנו דבר נגזר וגזרו, ודע כי כל גזירת עירים, אשר תצא מכוח גזירה על פועל דמיון, כגזירה מתקיימת על כל פנים. לכן יעשו נביא מעשה בנבואות, כמאמר ירמיהו שציווה לברוך וכו'. לכן יחזיק הקדוש ברוך הוא את אברהם בארץ ועשה לו דמיונות בכל העתיד לעשות לזרעו. והבן זה, אני מתחיל לפרש העניינים בפרט פסוקים בעזרת השם, ויעבור אברהם בארץ עד מקום שכם עד עיר, הוא עיר שכם. כי זה נקרא שם המקום ההוא. So what the Ramban writes in the meantime, when I finished, is that the reason that Pesukim are so ma'arich here, talk about it so much, is because it's telling us about the future. Whatever happens now is going to happen in the future, like in the Nevi'im would sort of simulate future events. So here also Avram is simulating what's going to happen to his seed. And then he quotes the Pasuk that he comes to Shechem, which is Ir Shechem. Rashi says, "Mechnas l'tochal etpelal b'nei Yaakov k'shavu l'achim b'shchem." He went in there to daven for the b'nei Yankif when they come to wage war against Shechem. And Achonu is correct when he mosif, "Ki yechzik Avram b'makom ahu tchila." Avram Avinu grabbed the place first, וקודם שנתן לו את הארץ נרמז לו מזה, כי בניו יכבשו המקום ההוא תחילה, קודם היותם זוכים בו, וקודם היות עוון הארץ שלם להגלותם משם. לכן אמר, והכנעני אז בארץ, ואלון מורה זה במקום שכם. ונקרא גם כן אלוני מורה, כמו שכתוב. So Rashi is correct when he says that, says the Ramban, when he says that Avram went there to daven al bnei Yaakov when they're going to come wage war against Shechem. And I'm adding, and Avram Avinu went to that place first. Because his children are going to capture that place first. And before the people sin enough to be exiled from the land, the Goyim, they're already going to have Shechem. And therefore it says, Va'kanani az ba'aretz. They were in the land then, but afterwards it's going to be captured by the Jews. And Elon Moreh zeh b'mkom Shechem. And it's called Elonei Moreh also. Ad kan mitvrei Ramban. And some of you are mitvrei Ramban. Shemaseh Avraham. That what Avraham Avinu is doing is, the Pesukim relate, are pa'ulos that are pa'ulos ha'asid l'gabei heyos b'nei Yisrael b'Eretz Yisrael. They relate to the future when the Jewish people are in Eretz Yisrael. And it would appear that two pa'ulos are required for kinyan Eretz Yisrael al-idei b'nei Yisrael. When Mimela, Avraham Avinu did this in order to be pa'ul the kinyan for his children. Number one, to make a din yerusha. Like Rashi says, there's a yerusha of shame. Now without a pa'ula, it's not mischayv, the dafka mishpachas Avraham will be yoresh. Shame in his chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So you need an ashvuye, you need some sort of creation, some sort of chalos, that Avram Avinu is going to get Eretz Yisrael for his seed, and not anybody else who comes from shame. Mishpachat Avram, he's zo she Eretz Yisrael, he lam lachuzah v'nachala. So Mishpachas Avram, it belongs to them. It's an achuzah for them, it's a nachala for them. So Avram Avinu has to make a kinyan else, but being a ben shame, and that his seed should get it, and not other bnei shame. Zeh adavar rishon. Aval b'zeh lo maspik. Mishagam zeh uchelkam b'yerusha, mikom kom kina'um bnei kenan, al yidei kibush. The kibush milchama hu kinyan. Uba'i ba'al korchenu l'hafka'a mibalutam al eretz Yisrael. In addition, the first thing is not enough. The idea of Avram Avinu being Yoresh, that even if this is their chelek, nevertheless, the Bnei Kenan acquired it via kibush, because kibush mulchama is a kinyan, and therefore we need a hafkoe, we need a removal of their bailus, even though it wasn't their Yerusha. We see later on, 13:7. He riv ben roi mekne Avram uven roi mekne Lot. Ve'akanani v'aparisi az yoshev ba'aretz. There was a quarrel between the shepherds of the cattle of Avram, and the shepherds of the cattle of Lot. And the Canaanites and the Prizites were then sitting in the land. Rashi writes, "V'vishayu royav shel loit v'shoyim umarim behemtom b'stoyis acherim v'roi Avram u'moichichem oisam al hagezer." So the Roim of Lot were evil, and they were grazing their animals in the field of other people. They were stealing, and the shepherds of Avram were giving them rebuke for their stealing, and they said that the shepherds of Lot, that the land was given to Avram, he doesn't have a Yarish, so Lot, his nephew, is going to Yarish in him, and it's not Gezel. And the Pasuk says, V'aknani v'aprizi az yashiv ba'aretz. V'aknani and the prizi were sitting in the land. V'lo zacha ba'avram adayin. Avram Avinu wasn't zeicha yet. As the time of the Roi Lot was mitzad Yerusha. So we see from this Rashi that even though it was Yerusha for Avram Avinu, nevertheless, it belonged to the Canaanites in the meantime, midin kibush. And therefore, it's considered gezel. And Memela, we require a pu'ula mitzad Avram Avinu to be mafkia from this bailus of kibush, besides the pu'ula of creating this Yerusha that it's called Avram Avinu. So you have two inyanim over here. You have the inyan of Avraham Avinu making it his and not the other Yorishim's who come from Shem. And number two, we also have to be mafkia, the bailus of the Canaanites, even though it wasn't their Yerusha, but they made a kinyan milchama, they made a kinyan kibush milchama, and the meila, it should belong to them. V'nir'ah. And it would appear that these two pe'ulos and Rav Avinu are fundamentally different. The opinion of Kviyas Chalos Yerusha, that this is the chelik of Avram and Mishpachto, is chal right now al yidei Avram. The lo rak begeder maase avot siman labanim. The fact that it's Yerusha for Avram Avinu is chal immediately not al tzmaase avot siman labanim, but now. וכתוצאה מזה חל על זכות בניו מעטה לצפות בנחלתם שחל הקנה על ידי אברהם already now there's a חל על ידי אברהם and we pask in Eretz Yisrael מוחזק עשי לנו מאבוסינו Eretz Yisrael belongs to us from our Abbas Baba Basra Yitkuf Yitches Amar Aleph So you're right, Vaknani Oz Baris, the Canaanites were then in the land. But like we said, the Jews already have a Yerusha and a Schus in Eretz Yisrael. So since it's a Schus Vadois, it's a definite Schus from Naftacha Bakadosh Baruch Hu. So we see in the Gemara there in Baba Basra that this isn't considered Ra'ui, that Eretz Yisrael is fitting for the Bechor. Rather, it's already considered muchzak by the father and the mela for the bechor as well. We see this also in Avodah Zarah and Gimel Amud Beis, that since Eretz Yisrael is muchzakas lehem yavoseyam, lo yachlu yoshvei ha'oretz leser asakarka, since Eretz Yisrael is muchzak to the Jews from their avos, the yoshvei ha'oretz could not answer the karka and what's mechuber b'sar avodazara, because ain't other moser darbishen or shaloh ain't shem avodazara nikim on the base. So ain't bava basuk chesam aleph avodazara nikim on the base, and that's bizarre upanim. They have a schus to be makabel Eretz Yisrael, and the iser is impede this right that the Jewish people have in Eretz Yisrael. So there also we say ain't other moser darber shein or shaloh yifshal la'arich kan b'dinei ra'ui v'yifshal la'arich kan. But the Nakuda is that right now Avraham Avinu already made a Kenyan and Eretz Yisrael, making it a Yerusha for his people. So he had to make this nice Kenyan because the Canaanites were counted the Kibush Mochama, and now it belongs to the Jewish people. Maase Avraham made it Legamrei, his Bailus. Already now, and the Jewish people don't have to wait till later. It's already now, it's already chal now. Not only begather myself with similar banim, it's already chal now for the banim. וזה נראה במה שכתוב בפרשת חיי שרה, בפרק חב ג' פסוק ד' גר ותושב אנוכי עמכם, תנו לי אחוזת קבר עמכם, והקברן מתים מלפניי. I'm a ger besoishav with you, I am a stranger and a dweller with you, give me an אחוזת קבר, give me a plot of a grave with you, and I will bury my dead person in my relative, Sarah, in front of me. Rashi explains, Im tertsu, tertsu reni ger. If you want, I'm a ger. I'm a stranger. Vim lav, and if you don't want, I'm a toshav. And I'm going to take it menadin. I'm a dweller, and I'm a citizen, and I'm going to take it menadin. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to me, V'zaracha eten et ha'aretz hazot. And to your seed, I'm going to give this land. So the Sifsei Chachomim asks from Rashi says in 13:7. This is 23:4. He asks from earlier 13:7 that Rashi writes. We saw the Rashi that it was still shy after the Kenani. How did Avram say, if I want it, let him in a din, I'll take it min adin, that it really belongs to me, according to the strict letter of the law. I put on that it belongs to you according to the strict letter of the law. It's not yours yet, the Canaanites still have it. But Labachi, we have to understand, that Avram Avinu says that he's a ger, he's not a toshav. And then afterwards he says he is a toshav. So ger and toshav are sasu la'adoti, it's a stira, you're either a dweller or a stranger. So Avram's coming to explain to them that indeed he's a stranger, because the land isn't his. But he's not a stranger in the land to live there, that in, like in a land that he has no schuyos. Kadosh Baruch Hu said in Lazarech Atenes Haaretz Hazois, which means that already now he has a schus in Eretz Yisrael to be zeicha. It's not going to be something that's going to be mischadish afterwards. The official right is already given to him now. And this mitzvah is that he's living in Eretz Yisrael, that he has a right, that he has the rights to, makes his yeshiva like a yeshiva of merit, of right, like a citizen, like a toshav, not a ger. So that's what the Gemara means, our yesod, that really already, Rav Ramavin already had rights to the land, even now, even in the time of even in the time of Sarah, when the Canaanites were still living there. Avraham Avinu already had rights, and therefore he says, listen, I have the rights of a Toshav, because Hashem promised me the land, and therefore Atlanim and Adin. So before, it's only going to go into the hands of the Jews later. But already now, it was promised to Avram Avinu, and he was going around the Eretz Yisrael to establish that it's his. And that's our Rashi that we started with. But the Rashi says, the Ramban, excuse me, that the Ramban says that this is a poel dimyon, that Avram Avinu was going around to show that this belongs to his children. And therefore the Nevi'im did all these simulations. And therefore Avraham Kadosh Baruch Hu had Avraham Avinu go around the land and show that it's his. So the Ramban says Avraham Avinu took that place first, because they're going to capture that place first. So therefore Avraham Avinu went there first. So they already have a right to it now, even though the Canaanites are already there, are still there. So Avraham Avinu on a certain level has the rights of a Toshav. Yuzem Vuel Mehad the Ita, what we find in Baba Basra and Daf Kuf. And what it says later, 13:17, Kumet Alech Ba'aretz Le'orcha U'Lerochba Ki Lechad Nena Shaladat Rabbanan B'Sugiyah Hashem Lo Yaza Mitzad Kinyan Hiluch Ela Mishum Lechavivus Ede Avram U'Dekomar Le'achi Mishay Noach Lichbosh Lefnei Banov. It wasn't Mitzad Kinyan Hiluch when God says to him, walk the land, the length and the breadth of the land, because I'm giving it to you. It wasn't a kinyan hiluch, it was mishum chavivusa that Hashem said this to him, in order that it should be easy for his children to capture. The Rashbam explains, the havalu ki yorshim v'lo ki gazlanim, v'lo yeh yoshus l'satan l'katreg v'lo pischon peh, v'val midas hadin. That this is, that to show that they're like yorshim, they're not thieves, and the satan can't be makatre, he can't open up his mouth, but v'mit v'val midas hadin can't open his mouth. But with a head yeh inyana now, showing that he has rights in this land like a citizen, like a dweller, and therefore he's going around like it's his land, because he is a din yoyresh, he is a schus, He has the rights to Eretz Israel promised to him by God himself. When his children come in, they're not going to be like Gazlanim. Rashbam, again, they're captured by his children, they're not Gazlanim. They're Yorishim. What a great man of Ram Avinu was. God promises him the land, and then when he has to bury his wife, it costs him a sach geld, 400 shekel kesef. So you see that since he had a schus to be koiver, he shouldn't have to buy it with 400 shekel. And that's in the pasuk of Kumis Alech Baretz Kilechot Nena. I'm giving it to you. In other words, it's yours. You shouldn't have to pay for a grave. And if he had to and he didn't complain, that's a tremendous maila. So Avraham Avinu was already promised earlier, Perikid Beis Pasuk Zion. But here, when he was Kumis Halech Baretz, when he walked around Eretz Yisrael, he did a maisa of a toshav. And therefore, it's going to, like we said, it's going to be noach lichbosh lifnei zara. It's going to be easy to capture by your seed, and people aren't going to say you're gazlanim because they know Avraham Avinu went to walked the length and breadth of Eretz Yisrael, because he's showing that he's the yoresh, and therefore he has a din toshav. He's the inheritor, and therefore he has the status of a permanent dweller, of a citizen. And only mikoach zeh, he should be able to get an achuzas kever, he should be able to get a plot of land without spending all that money, because it's really his. And that's the shevach of Hashem, that he had to pay so much, the shevach of Avram, that he had to pay so much, and he didn't doubt God. And that's mat'im ma'od, that's the whole yesod here, that Avram Avinu, by walking through Eretz Yisrael, he's showing that it's really his, and it's going to be easier then for his kids to capture, because God promised it to him. So that is the Avraham Avinu took a whole journey through Eretz Yisrael, and this is the first leg of our journey. And Amir Tzah Hashem, B'li Neder, Anachnu B'pam Aba'a, Namshich, V'nir'e Nifla'ot Mitorat Hashem. So please stay tuned, and thank you so much for listening. B'li Neder, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.